And they wanted us to come here and give you a good intro. What? So that's what we gonna do. Are you sure? Today on the Christmas edition? It's me and the crew.
Oh no.
So without further ado.
Oh no, let's kick it.
Our guests.
Jingle bells.
Jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to hear when the CGs come to play.
Oh yeah. That's right, man. Just tell them what it is. That CG podcast is. Gonna have to go rapping and all this. Christmas edition. Hey, man. It's the CG podcast.
What up, everybody? It's the episode 3 of the CG podcast. Now, we appreciate you guys listening in. It's Easy and Tone again with the duo. Tone, say what up to the people.
What's up, guys? Thanks for the love. Thanks for listening.
Hell yeah. No, we really appreciate you guys listening in, man. This is episode 3, Christmas edition. I hope you like that little intro we did for you, man.
I thought it was awesome.
Thanks, man. Job. We try to have fun with it. No, I'm going to keep doing it. Keep trying to bring the fun. Keep trying to, I don't know, entertainment, get these people in here, hoping they come back. Oh, yeah. But no, man, let's get started. We're going to talk about some college football. Got down some info to win up. Go ahead, Tony, tell us what started with this week.
Yeah, so obviously the conference championship games were going on, and then we also found out the four teams that are going to be in the national championship playoffs, so that's exciting. Obviously, Bama beating Florida for the SEC championship. It was a little closer, right? But it's a good game.
Yeah, man. Now that that was a great game that I watched. It was super intense. I thought, you know, Alabama looked really dominant in the first half, 35-17. But Florida sure came back in the third. Man, those dudes. I mean, they came back the whole game. They pretty much, especially at the end. But then they had that sack and it was just over with. But man, what a cool game to end. What was it? Ended Alabama 52, Florida 46. So
yeah, very close game. It was definitely closer than I thought it was going to be, but I mean, Florida was always good the whole year. They had a couple of losses, but that quarterback of theirs is pretty good. Kyle Trask, man.
Both of them were just super fun to watch. The whole team was just fun to watch. I like I said, this is new to me watching college football, and yeah, I definitely am a new fan of Alabama, though. That's for sure. I know you. That's not your favorite, but man, there's a talent on that team. They got three people that are in the running for probably for MVP, I guess. Right? As I was doing my research, those guys.
Heisman. Is that what it is? It's called Heisman. Heisman in college football. But yeah, MVP, Heisman. Whatever.
So it's called the Heisman, right? And MVP. But the Heisman. And so you got the quarterback, Mac Jones. Oh, man, that dude was intense. Mac Jones, what did he end with? Here, I got it written down right here. My boy Mac Jones. He had 5 touchdowns, 418 yards. Yeah, he was just a madman. He was super fun to watch.
That's a game. I mean, a game, right? That's
yes. And then I don't know. I mean, I know you know everybody in this sport and all this, and you've been taking up with. I just learned my probably new favorite player, that Najee Harris dude. Oh my God.
Dude, is that your boy?
That's boy, man. Because, okay, so 31 carries, 178 yards, scored 5 touchdowns. He broke the record or has the record now for the most catches for a running back or something like that, like the most receiving yards for running back for the school.
Was it like, oh, really?
Yeah, school record.
That's dope.
And I was like, man, he even had an interview, and I wanted to show it to you. I wanted to let you hear it. It's pretty funny on the after interview about how he could catch the ball. So I guess earlier in a different interview, a person had asked him. I guess they were kind of, you know, I guess every running back kind of has that thing of, can he catch, you know, can he run the ball, but can he catch the ball? And this is what they had to say about that.
Hey, man, hey, Najee, congratulations on being the MVP of the game. And Najee, when I first met you and I visited with you, your coach has always told me you were a great receiver. So now you hold the single season record for running backs, I think, with 7 last year. You have 10 for your career. So
I ain't believe when I said I was.
Well.
You ain't believe when I said I could catch.
Is that one of the reasons you came back to show everybody you can catch the ball?
Oh man, what?
been catching the ball since birth. What you talking about, man? It's just because I'm a running back, so people don't expect it because of the running back name. Slogan is like, okay, well, can he catch? But, I mean, come on now. I've been catching the ball since I was in the fetus position. Come on now.
We have time for just a few more. Aaron Suttles.
Yeah, man. So,
what a quote. Yes,
I've been catching the balls in the fetus position, man. And, yo, he proved it, though, man. The dude's got the record now. He showed out with five touchdowns, and he's got some moves, too, man. Him along with Devontae Smith, that's on their team, their wide receiver.
Oh, Devontae Smith is so good. He had 15 catches that game. That was insane.
184 yards, two touchdowns. That man did some work as well, dude. Yeah, that trio was just hard to beat. But like I said, Florida fought hard, and it was a good game to watch Kyle Trask as well do his thing.
Yeah.
My favorite play probably of that game was when in the first quarter it was 7-7. Mac Jones threw the pass. I forget who he threw it to, but Trey Dean from Florida stripped the ball. As soon as he caught it, he stripped the ball and started to take off. Yeah. But then that wide receiver, John Metchie III, came out of nowhere rocking him and just dropped the ball. And Alabama picked it up in the very next drive. Jones threw a touchdown, 38 yards 38? Something like that. 38 yards for a touchdown, man. But still.
I think it was about 30. But yeah, he's.
A play like that was just super cool to watch because, I mean, just think you have it and then just get rocked by a wide receiver. That's tough.
Oh, yeah. That was a 20 yard pass.
Yeah. Okay. Bottom. Yeah. For the TD. It was fun, super fun to watch and super fun game to see. And I'm definitely a fan.
Yeah, for sure. Unfortunately.
All right. Well, did you see the Ohio State in the Northwestern game?
Yeah. It was a good game. It was definitely real close. You know, I'm on the side of Ohio State didn't have enough games to kind of like to be in this playoff. So they're one of the four teams, but they beat Northwestern. Northwestern's a very good football team. So that's pretty cool. Trey Sermon did break the record. I believe it was the Big Ten championship record for most rush yards in the game. 331 of them. It was, that's a really good game too.
Yeah, definitely. Trey Sermon with 29 carries, you said?
29 carries, 330 yards, two touchdowns. It was it's a hell of a game. Yeah. Justin Fields looked like complete trash. He did not play very well.
12 for 27?
Yeah, that's horrible. You know what I mean?
Definitely the big game like that. And so this is the Big Ten champs, and this is what you were telling me. Like this is so you got your different conferences.
Right. So your boys, Alabama, is the SEC.
Ah, okay. Champs. Is that like a big name one then?
Yep. Yeah, so they're one of the Power Five. Sweet. Yeah. Yep. And then obviously Ohio State's in the Big Ten.
Yeah, no, I like it. And you can feel the energy. Yeah. That's, you know what I'm saying? When I'm watching, you can feel like, man, these dudes want it. Like they're
I think you'll enjoy college football more than
people
you do
have said that to me before, especially like a lot of people, you know, are into sports in construction and stuff. So you hear a lot of sports in college is always a big thing because they just said that because the money wasn't there. These guys want to play for, you know, they need to be known. They're trying to get there. So they're trying to get somewhere. So they have more on the line. So they're playing harder is what they always explained it to me. And I mean, I don't know if that's what the case, but I definitely felt like.
I feel like they don't take a playoff. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you watch the NFL, it seems like they take a playoff or two. But college, I just don't think they do. Right. Which I could be totally wrong. It just seems
definitely.
You know what I mean? So, the next game is the ACC championship against the last two teams that are in the college playoffs, Clemson and Notre Dame, a rematch, which earlier in the year, Notre Dame did beat Clemson. It was also without Trevor Lawrence, who could be the best college quarterback in college.
Right.
I think he is. But this time is a really different story.
Yeah, I saw that one, 34-10, huh?
Yeah, that wasn't even close.
And this is the game was not even close. Ones that were using as like a kind of one of the excuses, not excuses, but a reasoning for why the people were feeling that Notre Dame kind of snubbed out teams like A&M.
Right. Yeah. Because I mean, if you're not going to compete. Why would you throw them in there to?
Well, that's what I saw. Like, was the biggest complaint like on Facebook from some of our friends that we have and just people that we know was just like that they didn't play anybody. They didn't have any notable wins. I guess besides Clemson.
And Clemson, North Carolina. Right, yeah.
But obvious blowout last week. Now, when I was watching other people talk, which this could be just an opinion of fans on that side, which I'm trying to stay unbiased when I'm learning all this stuff, but still,
Even though you hop right on the Alabama.
Hey, man. But hey, that's all right. I'm not hopping on the bandwagon, right? But I'm sure going to the tailgate party. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not fully on the bandwagon, but I'll chill with him at the tailgate for sure. I like it, especially that Najee Harris. And is that dude, I mean, I'll go just to go back. Is that dude going, like, is
he? He's a senior, so he will definitely be in really? The draft that's coming that'll up be here.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on.
Oh,
hold
that's out, sweet. Bears, huh?
We got a good.
Oh, really? Back, so see, that's what I'm just learning about football game too. My pops was all hyped me. I knew some stuff today. Moving on, though. Yeah, that was definitely a cool game. It was fun to see, but also the story behind it was fun. With all.
Yeah.
Right.
It brought that a was lot. Very cool. Yeah. I think Trevor Lawrence is absolutely fantastic too. That guy's such.
Oh my goodness!
Player.
And a big thing about that game, I forgot I was going to mention. They dominated on defense, leaving Notre Dame with 30 rushing attempts, only good for 44 yards.
Yeah, they couldn't run the ball worth anything. They averaged 1.5 yards.
That was horrible. I just had to write wowzers when I watched that one. That was crazy. but I guess that's what you get. You know, you get your off games, your on games, and I guess when you play a team that's supposed to be there, and then I mean, that's tough. So now you're coming into this, and this is the playoffs then, the four that.
So now we got Bama versus Notre Dame, and we got Clemson versus Ohio State.
Okay.
Yeah, so that will be, I think, the first game's on, is that New Year's Day? Usually is. I could be totally wrong, though. It should be, I don't know. I don't think Notre Dame stands a chance.
They're not playing.
Notre Dame plays Bama. Plays your boys.
They're playing in Alabama. Yeah. What did they say? Roll Tide? Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah. I'm all about it.
Roll Tide. Yeah, listen to you, man.
Hey, I'm not going to do it. Like I said, I'm just at the party, bro. I'm just Roll Tide right now. We're just chilling out. Right now. We're talking.
You won't get a ring.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like a homie that just met. I was brought by someone else. So I'm like, what up, man? And that's what I say.
Yeah. So both games are on New Year's Day. Notre Dame, Bama at 3. And Ohio State and Clemson at 7. So that'll be a fun day to watch.
Nice. Now I'll definitely plan on getting that in just to see how that works out for my new boys. I'm just kidding. Nope. We're at the tailgate.
You're at the tailgate.
No, man. But that was for the college, man. Just moving on to UFC. That was pretty fun, dude. Watching that card play out.
Yeah, it was a decent card. Totally wrong on like 90%.
Hey, man, that's why we got it on recording now, so we can go back.
That's why I don't bet on Friday.
Hey, man, speaking of betting,
you know,
just a little. What are they called? A little info coming for y'all. We're gonna have a segment for y'all called the what are we calling it?
Mr. B's bets.
Yeah, man. So, our homie Joey B, teacher.
Teacher of the
community,
year.
Always seeing that guy posting stuff. That's awesome.
Always. So good guy. Yeah.
Insight. I know that dude's got some info. He went hard in high school with all kinds of sports. So I know that dude got the info.
That'll be fun to listen to that. Yeah. But that's what he's going to do. He's going to do a little bet segment, probably give us his, probably some things that maybe we could throw a little money on. Snap. A little money here. But, That'll be fun.
But
he knows his stuff.
Definitely get into it. We did get some things wrong, man, but we also got some things right. Let's just talk about what we talked about first. The Hardy versus the Tybura fight.
Hardy. Right. Like we kind of nailed that, right? Like Hardy looked great stand up, like we said. We both were like, well, this guy can box. He's very good, very athletic.
Yeah, they look like gladiators in there just going at it, you know. And Hardy did look really good. Yeah. The way that they were just striking and able to, I mean, they both look like they're, like I said, warriors. And then exactly what we thought would happen, or at least what we figured would happen, is when it got taken to the ground, Tybura just showed his, you know, he just showed his skill. He just showed what his second part of the game. Yeah. So like he did his thing going toe to toe, but obviously, you know, it wasn't as dominant as Hardy looked with the stand up. I mean, Hardy did look like he was handling the fight until he got on the ground, and then Tybura just kind of used his weight, you know, used his ground technique, and just made Hardy kind of struggle. Just Hardy struggled on the ground, and that was.
Yeah. Really, it really, like, I think it tired
like his body just looked tired, and especially after all the fighting. I mean, you're throwing punches, you're trying to knock him out, you're trying to get, you know, you're throwing your hardest in there, trying to do something.
Right, and then he just, that was it. As soon as he got him to the ground,
that big thing, man, you get that, and that's a big boy. Big boy.
Hard.
Yeah, they're both big guys. You get one, you get one of them just laying on you. You're gonna go. Yeah, he looked like he was tired for sure.
Laying on you with no ground game. Yeah, no ground game laying on.
And then the next one with Pereira and Chaos.
Yeah, that was
definitely hyped it up with the name there.
I did not enjoy that fight. Yeah, how about that? Right, I mean, Pereira, whatever the hell his name is, he legit ran around.
And I should have known. I mean, watching some of his highlights, you see a lot of the same stuff he kind of did in the fight. Like, to me, and I know this is going to sound weird, but to me, watching the fight, it really looked like, you know, when you're looking out your window and you stand at the park and you see a tree, and you see two squirrels on the ground, and all of a sudden they're staring at each other, and then they just kind of go at it, boom, boom, and then they're done, and they just pop off, and it's like a little flurry of shit. I felt like both of them were just going in, flurry, boom, boom, and then back out. Now, they were good little flurries, right? Like, it was cool. But that was basically it. And then in between that, you had Pereira doing the Superman punch off the cage,
and the first, I think it was the first
little capoeira kicks and stuff. Yeah. Like, they're cool, right?
Like, I totally missed. Cool.
And a few times you have highlights of people actually using them in knockouts, right? But the way he was doing it, you can tell he's like, look at me. You know, that's more of what he's doing. He's like, check, and if I land it, then cool.
Yeah.
That's like the second part. It's like, so I felt like it was real inconsistent. It was, they looked like a bunch of squirrels out there, man. And it really,
how boring.
So it ended up Pereira winning in they went all the way.
Unanimous decision, 29-28 all the way across. So 2-1. I mean, I don't know how you, I don't know. I probably would have gave it to Chaos.
Yeah.
He outstruck Pereira, but I mean, it don't matter.
Yeah, it was definitely not the fight we thought it was going to be with. Especially me hyping up the name Chaos, like, bro, you bring
Chaos. But, Chaos, you would think you would get into it. Yeah.
Dancer and Chaos. But...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so moving on. Okay. So here, we were a little off on that one, but this is where I'm not going to say because I was just kind of in the middle, like I'd be, but you, my boy.
Yeah. I thought this was the end of Joe's album.
Man, the boy was super dominant, man. He looked very dominant.
Total control.
Yeah, and I think it felt like he had heard people talking about it. It felt like he had, you know, he had a chip on his shoulder of like, I'm not done. I'm not done. I'm going to show you why I'm not done.
Yes. 100%. Yes. Yeah, you're 100% right. He listened to the podcast.
Right, bro. We're going to get an email strictly to Tone. I want to remember that, though, that I was in the middle, man. I want to remember this shit. Nope.
Yeah.
Not to take anything away, that dude looked decent. Nice. The better dude, he looked all right. But I mean, Aldo just came in wanted to show the champion that he's been and hopefully aiming to be again. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, right. I'm excited to see what happens next for him now. Like, does he stay on the trajectory? Or
yeah, definitely. You got to, cool, you know, it's one step at a time with this. And obviously, he's approached this fight with, you know, a different type of mindset from his last three. And, hopefully he continues with that energy, you know, and that's going to take some. And we've proven that, and not just we, but I mean, the age is not that big a factor. If you've got it, you got it. You can go.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
And it's not like he's 40. So I think I was using.
He's not super old.
He's like 34.
Middle 30s. He's definitely okay. Tough to take that many L's though.
I counted
it.
It is
tough
to
take that lot of L's, especially in a sport like this.
That's a lot of losses.
Where a lot of a lot of it's built off hype, and you can't just be losing this, you know, a bunch of times. So, but no, I mean, it was a great fight, and he did awesome, and I give it to the man.
Yep,
for sure.
Yeah, me too. He looked great. He looked like
Jose
Aldo we knew.
And the next, moving on, the Thompson. This one again, little wrong on this as well. Thompson up
once again. Neil. Wrong. Well, you know, Thompson he's supposed to be a gatekeeper. Well, in one of his interviews, he's like, "Don't call me a fucking gatekeeper.
Yeah.
That's not what I am. I'm going for a championship.
Yeah.
I should have listened again to that and just been like, no, Tom's going to fuck him up. Sure as shit.
Yeah, he just beat Jesse super calm and composed.
Just,
he just looked better. That's what he looked like. For sure, veteran. That's the way to explain it. Like, he looked, like, a he looked like, you're in my territory. Yeah. Show me what you can do. And the dude didn't. The dude didn't do it. And the one of the big things I liked about it, he's lanky, right? And he's like, he's fast. He's real fast. And the way that he could switch from punch to kick, like it was almost instant. It's hard to fight. Like you don't know where to guard. You know what I'm saying? Like he's quick with his strikes. No, he was real fun to watch.
Yeah. I definitely, I underestimated him for sure. I think just Jeffrey looks very good.
No, definitely.
In all of his other fights, he looks so good, but he never fought a guy like Steven Thompson, and that showed it. And then it wasn't even close. It was 50-45 on all three cards. So he literally 10 or he 5 round to 0 the guy the whole fight.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, tough. That's how you show him right there that you're not just no gatekeeper. Don't think of me as I'm a walker door, man. I'm not a door.
Yeah, I messed up.
We'll just take it as once we'll again listen to yours and bet opposite. Maybe that we'll just bet some of the opposite.
There you go. Yeah, don't. If it's the fight game, it's UFC, do not listen to my
bets. We'll see. We'll get better. We'll get better. Moving on, though, UFC was fun. Boxing was fun as well. I liked boxing again.
Yeah. So, first and foremost, obviously, Triple G knocked out the bum he fought. I don't want to spend too much on that because he literally fought a nobody. That his last fight fought some Hispanic dude whose picture on BoxRec is literally his mugshot. So, Triple G literally fought a bum, knocked him out.
That was for the, so just, I don't know, you know for the fans of Triple G just to see.
Texas. I guess just to get him back probably from the COVID break.
Well, he definitely showed that he's still
like
Triple G. So congrats to Triple G on the win. Good luck to the. We don't even know your name, but we appreciate you watching you get knocked out.
Yeah.
Hope we get knocked out. Yeah, just continue on, my brother. Like Triple G's one of the greats. So good job. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, going to it, bro. Our man Canelo, bro. Wow, what an amazing King fight Canelo, to watch. Baby. I mean, how they said it best, I think, when they were walking in and one of the announcers had said that Kalum Smith went from champion to underdog in one move to fighting Canelo just brings you down that much. I mean, obviously, anybody stepping in the ring with Canelo is an underdog. I mean, at this point, the man can do anything.
100%. Yeah, I mean, he literally like displayed his whole excellence in this fight.
Go ahead.
You know, it was insane. Cologne was he's the number one guy.
Champ, exactly.
Champ. He was this and that, and Canelo and, literally made him.
Man, and like we talked about it a lot. We talked about it on the last episode, crazy. But when you actually saw it, the height and the reach difference was just so intense. You thought like, for sure he was going to have a tougher time. But the whole entire fight, and I'm talking from the bell, that man was backing up. He was trying to stay alive the whole time.
He was backing up.
And that's just crazy to see. And for Canelo, it just, at least in his face and in the way he was approaching it, it seemed like this is nothing to me. Like, and actually, we got another clip to play that I like about this, because Canelo, he's just in his zone right now.
This is a good one.
I mean, he has a reason for feeling this way, and he deserves to feel this way, because he's proven it. I mean, after Mayweather, I think he decided something in him clicked. Like,
he just turned into a new fighter. The head movement.
Like, he looks like Neo. Hell?
Like this guy.
He looks like the one man.
You see that?
It's like
meme
the fact that you have the reach, you have everything, you have the height. You're looking down on this man, and you throw a punch, and he can just. Boom! You hit the counter, and you don't know what.
Well,
what do you? You have to back up.
Yeah, before you play that clip, I know one thing Colmes Smith said was like, you think like you can be the guy to catch him, and then he said it was devastating when I would throw a power punch and he slips it. He rolls off the shoulder, and then all your confidence is gone. Because at that moment, it's like, how do I hit this guy? Like he didn't realize that. That's what he said. He said Canelo's power was good. It wasn't, you know, wasn't like breathtaking. You know, it's not like Tyson power, he said. But it's the fact that this guy comes at different angles. You don't know which punches he's coming with. And his defense, like over and over again, the guy kept saying, is Canelo's head movement and shoulder roll was just,
it's like art, it was, almost. It just looks like, all it looks just like art, like the way that he can just slowly move, and it's like, not even slowly, but yeah. I mean, it's just like, it looks like it's like,
isn't that water, insane?
Like fluid, like it's almost the glove is pushing his head to the side. You know what I mean? Like it's right there.
It's perfect. No, you're right, dude. Yeah. It's just like,
it's boom, so impressive. Boom, and like, move. That like, when he walks to the corner and sits, you just like see it. You just see it in his face. You confidence. See exactly what he says in this clip. So you want me to play this clip for you, brother? All right, here you go. Check this out. This is the very first question
play
of the clip.
Play that.
Of the interview.
Finally. Guys, thank you for waiting. We do have about 10 minutes, 15 minutes before we get thrown out, so we'll go straight to the floor for questions for the new Ring Magazine, WBA, WBC World Super Middleweight Champion, Sal Canelo Alvarez.
Pues porque soy mejor.
Because I'm better.
Porque soy mejor y porque tengo muchas habilidades que hago que se la piensen a la hora de tirar. Pues porque soy mejor que ellos, simplemente.
Because I'm better. Because I have many abilities, I make them think about what they're going to throw, and because I'm better.
Wow. That's definitely the truth coming out of her mouth, truth, or his mouth. I mean, that sounds like the truth. You know what I'm saying? English or Spanish, you know that boy's the truth.
Yeah.
Watch him in the damn tape. Watch the tape.
Yeah.
And you'll see. So.
Yeah. It's like, who does he fight next?
True.
I mean, in reality, who does he fight next? Everyone wants to fight Andrade, Demetrius Andrade, or one of those lame Charlo brothers. They don't have a chance. Specifically, those Charlo brothers. They really think these young cats who aren't fighting anybody are going to come up and start fighting Canelo?
Yeah.
No, that's the last thing they want right now. And then you heard Errol Spence talk about he wants to fight Canelo like 150. Mm-hmm. What was it, 154 or 157? Maybe it was. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kidding me, little man? Do you know what he would do to you? He's not gonna light heavyweight.
Yeah, you. I mean, really, like, just you don't even know. Just stay safe in your lane, because he will go in your lane and he'll take that too. Like, not even stay in your lane, because that man, if he decided to go anywhere, he's gonna take it. So,
if he moves down in weight now and fights a guy like Errol Spence. He's gonna knock him out within three rounds.
At this point, you just gotta mention his name just to hopefully get your name out there. Mm-hmm.
You want your payday. That's what they want. Yeah. That's all it is now. I don't think it's gonna take for him to be 40 years old and old and finally lose. Yeah. I really think it's just gonna have to be when
he's old. I agree. He's one of them one of them greats, especially just the way he's developed and gotten, like, the pieces that he didn't have that just transformed into great pieces. You know, they didn't have to develop, right? Isn't that what he had to develop? He developed and just became like the ultimate fighting machine.
Definitely. Right.
So that it was great. Great weekend for boxing. That was super fun. Strictly just for Canelo, though, I guess. Because there were other ones cool, but Canelo was where it was at.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the best fight, I think, between UFC and boxing.
So moving on, man, to football. Go ahead, I'll let you start this one off, brother.
Yeah, definitely. How about our Bears?
Win again, man. The playoff odds are now moving up 35%.
Another win. Yeah. I mean, the next Jaguars. Game is the Jaguars. So that should be another win. And then we got the Packers. Yeah. So they're just right now, playoff wise, they need, if the Cardinals lose, all the Bears have to do is just
win. For that, man. But the Bears 33, Vikings 27. That was great. Montgomery, 32 carries, 146 yards, 2 TDs. Oh,
yeah. I mean, what were they waiting for? Why were they not feeding this guy before? I hate it.
I'm saying that was great. Yeah. Before. My parents' blood pressure was probably going in there, able to stay alive, man. But geez, my parents die hard. So I'm sure they were right there in their seat, loving that one.
Yes, they are. Yep.
But I hope they can. Oh, yeah.
Mitch Trubisky playing good again, right? I mean,
that's the thing is, right? Is you got to watch what you say.
I don't want to really crown her, so let's
it'll be one.
Get too crazy, but yeah. Because I'm not a Mitch Trubisky fan at all whatsoever, but he's playing. Definitely he played good. He played good enough, you know. But when a guy runs for 100,
no, definitely
yards,
cool for the Bears, and I hope they continue beating the odds and keep the season going, man. For the fans, for the people, bro. For real.
Yeah, let's see some playoff football.
My parents need it.
Come on.
And man, oh, a great game, man. Chicago moving on to the next one, the Bucks come from that no score half over the Falcons. Wow, Tom Brady's once again, man. Yeah. Right?
Poor Falcons. I know that poor team can't. Oh, man. They can't wait.
Man, you can never count the greats out, sure. You know. So Buccaneers started with the first half bad, ending with 0 points, but came back in the third. You know, three touchdowns, closing the gap to three, going into the fourth, 21-24. Matt Ryan and Ridley are who I liked as the duo going, you know,
I'm a big Ridley.
My parents were talking so about good. Who's the other one on their team? Jones. Yeah, my parents.
Julio Jones. I'm
surprised that they know all this knowledge that I'm getting being on this great podcast you got. Yeah, I was spitting the knowledge. I was naming people like Matt Ryan and telling them the score. And they're like, what? Getting all excited. Dad's all excited. But no, I thought it was cool, man. It was fun to watch people like, especially like Tom Brady. And that goes into our talk about goats, you know. One of the people that, we'll definitely go to that. Mom, but like, that's a goat moment. You know, moments like these where 100%, you don't think anyone's going to bring you out of something. And then a goat shows up and you're like, okay, never mind. You know what I mean? And yep. For that's why you can never count that man out. And they deserve that win. The Bucks got out 31-27. Tom Brady showed out. And
he did. A quiet 390 yards.
Yeah, and that 46-yard at Antonio Brown. So for the final,
touchdown. Awesome. Antonio Brown getting a – Yeah, that was cool. Yeah,
it was cool to hear Tom Brady talk about it. Probably. And Tom Brady talking and just like, it just comes natural now. He's just like, oh yeah, no, we, you know, yeah, he is. It's cool. It's cool to see.
Good leader.
So I'm glad he's doing good with the Bucks. I'm sure they're stoked up. That was a great win. No, that was cool.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
hey man, everyone needs to win one day. Boy,
everyone
boy
needs
Art, them, if you so listen to this, he's a Jets fan, bro. That's his team, man. That's his team.
That's
so
your guy, huh? Hey, what's their thing? I think it's like, what are they? They say Jets.
Shout out Jets for my boy.
Yeah, so there you go, man.
23-20 over the Rams.
First one of the year.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's one for Arturo and the Jets. There you go.
That's what they did.
No, and then, hey, moving on to your boy, talking about Patrick Mahomes, man.
Oh, Patty Mahomes, my GOAT. I think he will be the GOAT eventually. But he had a MVP performance. So, like I was saying before, it's definitely between Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes here. But Aaron Rodgers had a pretty lackluster game against the Panthers, squeaking by them. Earlier in this week, but Patrick Mahomes had a great game again. Three touchdowns, 254 yards, beating the once 10-3, now 10-4 Saints. Yeah. So they stay 13-1 and stay hot. So that performances like that, I know I said probably Aaron Rodgers, but if we'll win it, but if Patrick Mahomes gets another, you know, three touchdowns, 300 yard.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad bet, especially the way that he's been playing and how he, you know, performs. He's definitely somebody amazing to watch. Something cool, though, it's not cool, but it's like it was brought to my attention by my pops today when we were talking about your GOAT, Patrick Mahomes, and also my papa's GOAT, not his GOAT, potential GOAT. He's a big Kansas City Chiefs fan. He's
going
to be listening to this, hopefully, and hear that. But we were having a conversation about the GOATs. And my dad's biggest thing for me was, or to let me know was, none of these quarterbacks that are running and doing this new type of athletic QB running, you know, who are these out of pocket go guys, you know what I'm saying? They show up, they get to the Super Bowl, but they don't close out most of the time. They don't close out. Like he pointed out Vic, he pointed out, he pointed out Lamar. He's pointed out
Lamar last year.
What's his name? Sure. He now plays for the New England Patriots. What's his name? Cam Newton.
Oh, Cam Newton.
So he brought up that point to me that they've gotten there, but they haven't been able to close. And also that, and that's what I said to him, which is he was like, he hasn't done enough yet. In his mind, he hasn't done enough. And his big thing was that with these quarterbacks, injuries is what will be their biggest thing, is that staying healthy with the way that they play.
Well, 100%. Right. But Patrick Mahomes isn't Lamar Jackson or Michael Vick. It's not like he's rushing the ball 10, 15 times. He's just athletic enough to go. He's a pocket passer, but he can get around. So like Lamar and them, they're runners. They take probably way too many hits. That's why Patrick Mahomes, unless some freak knee injury happens or something, he's on a trajectory to be the GOAT. Now, he's not the GOAT right now.
Yeah. And I agree with you. And especially that I also just learned about the new rules. I don't know how new these rules are, but the rules they implemented about the sliding and all that. How long is that? I mean, I don't know how long that's been going on, but stuff like that.
It's and sliding and all that stuff, yeah.
But that is helpful. I mean, I understand the safety aspect.
I don't know when they implemented it.
Quarterbacks are running like they do, but the
100%.
I mean, the rules are going to change. You know, just like any sport, the way that people figure out how to do different things, the rules are going to switch. So it's that. Like baseball, like they switch up, right? Like they just kind of switch things, and then you got to learn to be a new way to play. Yeah, you gotta adapt exactly. But no, man, that was cool looking into football this week.
Yeah.
Moving on to our NBA season, the NBA is here. Ready for this?
It is here, man.
The coolest thing is that it's here in December. You know what I mean? I think it's I like it a lot, and from what I hear from other people that my friends, you know, they're fans of the sport. It's fun to have it in December. You know what I mean? It's cool to have something going on.
I agree. Right. I think, well, they usually start around Halloween, right, when it's regular. So, like, to start it the week of Christmas was awesome, right? We have obviously people are the happiest week of Christmas, but, like, everyone's got Christmas parties different days and this and that. You and the guys are, like, somewhere away from the kitchen watching the games. You know what I mean? I think it was such a perfect time. I agree to that. I didn't.
Yeah, it's definitely cool change, and awesome you know, it just brings, especially because when you're a fan of the sport, man, when it pops up, you're so stoked. So the opening night, we had the Warriors versus the Nets. Yeah. I mean, we had the Nets.
Did we?
No, man, the Warriors, man. I know we got some Warrior fans that listen to.
Wow.
Yes, our boy Debo coming in for an interview. Debo, then this is lucky that we're bringing it in right now as Hey, but
I know
that's your team. You got to live with them. Especially, we're going to talk about the Bulls too later.
About it, so.
But man, the Warriors, I feel bad for our boy Steph Curry. Really bad. Because he didn't do too well.
Definitely.
Shooting 7 for 21, 2 for 10 from the 3-point lane. Ended with 20 points, 10 assists, 3 turnovers. So, I mean, he had the double-double, but it's not like him to shoot like that. I mean, yes, he does take less shots all the time, but like, man, he hits. And he just didn't look like himself. He kind of looked down.
He didn't look like he was in a rhythm.
Looked like I'm stepping up against KD and Kyrie, and I'm by myself. That's what I'm...
By myself. Yeah, because Kelly Oubre looked like complete
He has sparks of a lot of potential, though. You know, like these players that came with to the Warriors, they're not bad at all.
Definitely.
And I think it's just a kind of a chemistry game right now,
definitely,
figuring out roles. I like James Wiseman, though. I really like the game.
Right.
Yeah, 7 for 13.
His second half was
1 3-pointer, 5 rebounds, ended with 19 points. Yeah, he did his thing. And he looks so big in there.
Yeah.
But I thought about it, and like, they actually did really that big release of the real heights of people. Now, and you for me, it kind of clicked last night. Well, he's huge. So, like, when you see him, and then you see him next to somebody who you thought was huge, like DeAndre Jordan, right? I thought DeAndre Jordan was real big until they put out his stat. He's like 6'10 or something like that. Yeah, you know, but everybody's like, they always give them, I don't know if they give them platforms to take their measurements or what, but like when they put him next to a real 7-footer in James Wiseman, and he didn't look as big, man. And James Wiseman is moving way better. That's what goes to show you, like we talked about last time, these young people coming up, man, they're just different animal, and they're big and they're athletic and they can do it all. So hope it's gonna be fun to watch him.
Yeah. That Wiseman pick.
Definitely when he gets put together, him and Steph, they're going to have some cool times, man. They're going to have some cool stuff to watch. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think so, too. They're missing Clay, man. They need Clay because Oubre is not the answer.
I feel like those guys just aren't prepared to be in the position that they needed right now. Like, mentally, they never look like killers. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, once they're like the type to bring in after you've already done the killing and they just keep it going for you. Like if Clay, if you have Clay and Steph and James, while JW Wiseman, you know, going together, hope you know get a bench like that with Oubre, and you know them coming off the bench, I bet got way better. Yeah, Draymond, that was another piece.
Steph's also missing.
So it is like it just looked like he was by himself, and I mean the Nets look super good. Oh, it's like he reminded everyone, like, y'all forgot about Dre. Yeah, like Kevin Durant, man, he went 7 for 16, 7 for 7 from free throws. Man, don't put that dude on the line. 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, 1 turnover. Man, the boy, he did a. Yeah, he's a killer, man. He's a killer.
25
And Kyrie did his thing. 22 points, 10 for 16.
Kyrie went off.
Oh, shit, my bad. Yeah, 20.
Kyrie had
4 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 TO, 26. Yeah, my bad. I read the wrong one. 26.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, 1 turnover.
Yeah, man.
But 25 minutes once again. They were.
It looked good. When they it didn't look like it was Russell Westbrook.
Not fair.
They had a good chemistry.
It's like they've been playing your ball, my
ball.
Together.
Like they're both very ball dominant players, but they did a good job taking off, taking turns,
right.
and feeding each other when they needed to. And then you know, I mean, I know that the Warriors are struggling,
so too.
But to have a bench like the Nets do, man, Jared Allen, their center, and then Chris LeVert. They both brought a combined of 28 points and 16 rebounds off the bench. And, man, you get stuff like – you get numbers like that off the bench, especially like the energy that you get with them players. Man, you're going to be fine, especially you got KD leading the way and then those guys come in to back you up. Like, stop it. It's tough.
Right.
It's going to be tough for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Chris LeVert.
He's definitely he's one of them hiders that no one really talks about.
The guy's good.
And then who else is on that team? What's his name? Gary Harris.
Joe Harris, the shooter.
Yeah, the shooter, bro. And like even KD, he didn't take one shot, I think. And KD was like, you saw him in the video. He was like, shoot that ball, telling him, shoot the ball, man. And as soon as he did that, shot the ball, and the boy was hitting. Man. And like, so you
can shoot it.
Well, right, we hit when he needed to.
He had 10.
My man's a shooter. Yeah. He's clutch. And that's what I mean. KD telling these people to shoot, like, you know, he's like, don't even worry. Like, to have a teammate like KD and a leader like KD, it gives you a confidence, you know. So people like that, and Jared Allen and Christopher, they're gonna show out when they need to, and it's gonna be exciting for the Nets this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
They might have
definitely
moved into my
and
career,
what about but, your what about your Warriors prediction for finals? Playoff.
Finals. Hey. They better study first.
Playoffs. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll play that one right here.
Right,
and then I'll hit it right there. And I will for sure just to laugh about that.
Yeah,
one.
Do the playoffs.
No, so the Bulls did some Bulls and the Hawks. It's tough. Ugh. It was tough.
Yeah, that was a tough loss, huh? I had more. But
yes,
it was
that's
tough,
true. They finished strong. I was happy about finishing strong. And I think Patrick Williams,
they did
really did his job of keeping the energy when there's no energy there. And that's cool to see for the Bulls because most of the time nobody's doing.
Yeah,
that. Most of the time nobody's got that energy to bring it back like that. So. He's definitely going to be a key to our future if we believe in him. I think we're doing a little bit too much.
Yes.
I don't think we're not doing too much, but I think that Wendell's having a tough start.
Oh, God. He was frustrating.
And it's so different from last year where
this guy's
he was like,
he never played basketball.
No one really knew what was going to happen. And then he was dominant, you know, where he'd do stuff where you're like, oh, snap, he's on the court.
Yeah.
But now it's like, oh, what's he doing on the court right now? What are you doing?
Right.
That's tough. That's what it means. Like these play, but see, Kobe was like hit or miss. It's like when I was watching Wendell in the playoffs, when I was watching him in the preseason, it felt the same. Like, you know what I mean? It felt like he's.
Yeah.
But even Kobe had spurts in the preseason where it was like, okay, he's there. So this is more inconsistency, but Wendell just looks a little different this year. So hopefully he picks that up. Yeah.
No, I agree 100%. I'm with that actually. Larry Markkanen. four from six from three with
21. And that's today. Weird for me because I'm not a big Laurie fan, awesome, and even and that. I know I've been reading about the extension, because if we're gonna talk about it real quick, the Bulls exercised the third year team option for Coby White and Wendell Carter. Or no, Coby White for the third year, and then Wendell Carter and Chandler Hutchinson Yeah, and that's another guy.
Oh, they
right.
did keep
so
good.
Those two are up. They did their team option too, for their fourth year, and then Coby, yeah. they did their for the third year. So they're going to be with us. Yeah, this is what's happening, right?
They're giving Markkanen like, basically
his they wanted to do so, his, like, and good, he we'll wants $20 million, I think is what they're saying. He wants $20 million. And I mean, from if he shows out,
a lot of money.
Right? If he shows that, and like I saw today, he wasn't just doing being a shooter. He wasn't just doing what they wanted him to do last year. He's doing a lot more. He's moving the ball. He's even passing.
Right.
Yes, he's doing things. And the fact that he threw some assists today that I was impressed by, like threw a great alley-oop that was a reverse dunk by Gafford, which I want to see Gafford do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll do better. I think his energy. I don't know for sure, right? You never know. But Gafford, I like his energy and the fact that he tries even like he was another one when even in the final minute. The final minute, he was still trying to get a rebound. You know, he was still trying to do something to show, like, bro, I'm supposed to be here.
I like that.
And that, right?
You know who's someone I don't want to see again out there dribbling a basketball for us?
That's tough. Because the coach Archie, really likes him.
I never, him and his man bun need to leave. He sucks. This guy, he dribbles the ball 22 times on top of the key and make engines like CJ Watson. And I'm like, why is this guy is doing nothing for me? What?
He was on a day to day.
Why did he not play today?
Yeah, he had a day to day. There was a few that like I want to see Hurts? Dodson as well.
What about Temple?
Well, they tried him. Well, he was cleared today. He was out for a little bit for an injury as well. He was cleared as well as Saransky, but they're still just sitting him to see, I guess. But no, yeah, you definitely forget about Saransky until he's not there, and then you're like, oh, yeah, or Kobe's having a bad PG day because he does that. Kobe isn't the best point guard at all times. Like he needs to learn that if that's what he's gonna be for us, or we need to pull the trigger and figure out what we're gonna do with him.
Yeah, he shot 2 for 11.
You know, and the shots that he took weren't. I mean, they weren't the best shots. It looked like he won't like
horrible
like yeah, the like, random I play with on 2K who just starts shooting because he thinks he's gonna hit it.
Yeah,
and he just and the whole team's like, hold on, man, we could have done way more.
Up. Yeah,
yeah, and I like that.
Otto Porter was very good off the bench.
Yeah,
I thought.
But again, Patrick Williams with the energy and what he's doing, man, I really like that
very good.
A lot,
dude.
Mm-hmm.
So impressive.
Yeah, definitely. No, definitely. Patrick Williams showing out, and I hope he continues for. I think he will, though. The way that his energy is, it feels very humble, and I like that too. Like, you either got to be one of two things. You either got to be, for me to be like a diehard fan, if you're a Bull, you got to be one, either a badass who just talks a lot of shit and just backs it up, like a Noah, or somebody who's just energy, just full of just I'm the shit, but I'm also gonna show you why I'm the shit. Don't mess with us, or. You're hella chill and still the shit,
right.
Like Derrick Rose. And you just don't even show them that I'm the shit. Don't say anything about being the shit, but just show them that I'm the shit. So, like, Patrick Williams, I feel like he's a great energy that's like, like I'm you were bet. Saying before, like a Luol Deng type of. Yeah.
He's a Luol Deng type of. Mm. Did you see his. That he baseline? Was it that baseline dunk he had? That was. I think that was his first 2 points.
His mid-range is really cool. God. And I know a lot of people
and his mid-range,
but shoot, 2 points is 2 points, baby. If you shoot that thing for the two, put it in there. Put it in there.
Points are points. Yeah.
Yeah.
If a couple of other
and he takes them confidently, 11, so I'm like, shoot away. I mean, it's not like he guesses. Closer. He's like, oh, I'm open. I'm going to shoot it.
Yeah.
But the Hawks, like man, the Hawks are hard to stop. Trae Young, Kevin Herter, man, those dudes are tough.
Oh,
it's so
dude, sad. Trae Young was.
I
forgot their squad.
Yeah, they picked up very good. After the Kings declined the qualifying offer for Bogdan Bogdanovic, who is a great shooting guard, dude. That dude is sweet. I don't know why the Kings let him go, but he's going to do good over there with Trae. So you got Trae Young, Kevin Herter. I mean, you get Kevin Herter and Bogdan Bogdanovic with somebody Rondo, you're going to get points. Them boys can just pull it, and Rondo can get you. He was injured today, but he's there.
Oh yeah, Rondo's there too.
Yeah, then Clint Capela, right. And then you got DeAndre Hunter and Cam Reddish. And just, man, you got all these young pieces surrounding a star like Trae Young. And then you got a leader like with championship experience like Rajon Rondo. And every team that man goes to has told you, like, he's made us better. Every team Rajon Rondo goes to, the young people and the rookies and the people developing look to him like, man, that guy knows what he's talking about. Yeah, so, I mean, it's just having that on your team. And then you got somebody like Dunn who didn't play today either, I don't think. But he played for the Bulls, too. I liked him. I don't know why we got rid of him. But we kept Arch, yeah. So, I mean, Chris Dunn's going to be a great defender and playmaker for them off the bench when they get him back. So, the Hawks were tough. They showed out. They broke a record on our heads at the half by, like, most points scored in a half for their team, like 86 or something, 83 or something. This is tough. For that was a tough loss.
Yeah, they had 83.
First game. Yeah, definitely. The Bulls and the Warriors were chilling with each other, like thinking about our lives. Yeah, exactly. Hey, man.
What happened?
It's been dope, man, funny. To talk about all this. And actually, we're going to start a new game coming up since the season started.
Wait, are we doing that now or are we going to talk about a couple of these games?
Which one?
The games that are going on now.
Oh, shit. No, go ahead. Yeah, let's do that.
Kings and then Celtics. Go ahead, you start Celtics off. Bucks. Yeah, with that Bulls and Hawks game, you know, basically everyone else started their season this year. What a win for Boston Celtics today. 122-121.
Yep.
So that was nice.
Jalen especially Brown after taking the L hardcore
33 points Nets there.
Coming out the first game and taking a W is dope.
Yeah, that was a good game. What'd Tatum do?
Yeah, Jason Tatum, and then he grew 6'10" now. No, he's 6'10", and man,
are you kidding?
Is he 15? No,
how old is he?
I don't know, dude. They say what do they say? Like 26?
How do you
like
grow?
When boys stop growing or something like that?
I guess. Yeah, dude,
he's over like 22 or something.
I forget everyone in the league's like 12 now, 18, 19.
Yeah, he's got more. He might grow another inch. He is 22. Get us so another Greek freak on the Celtics. That'd be cool. He's amazing, man. He can do it all. And to watch him is super fun, especially with Jalen Brown. And then who was surprising to me, which I didn't know he wasn't on a team last year, which I didn't know that. Is that true? Jeff Teague wasn't on a team last year? Well, that's what I said. I forgot about him, too. Avery had said that earlier, and I was like, what? He's off. Nobody had him because he looked great. Yeah, he looked great, man. And to add that.
19 off the bench.
I don't know.
Was he hurt?
Oh, he was did?
On a team. He averaged 11 points.
The Celtics are picking him up. Yeah, I mean, 10 points isn't – I mean,
I would have believed it for sure because I don't remember him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was with Minnesota last year. Oh,
So they moved him, so he was doing some searching last year. Hey, but he found the Celtics this year. They look good.
They look soul searching. I don't know. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They did. Yep. They did work, I mean, and against the Bucks, man, that's tough to do. Nah, never that. Yeah.
Yep.
Giannis is gonna be the freak everywhere he goes, but man, 35. Celtics showed that they're still a top contender team, man. They're gonna be there too. Them Nets, you know what I mean? Like that's gonna 100%. Be a tough. You got the Greek freak gonna be around there. That's gonna be a tough one.
Yeah, yeah. I would definitely now move the Bucks by third, Celtics second because they look very good. And I think the Nets are going to run away with the East. That's just me, though. Yeah. We had another good game, close game. Kings and Nuggets, Denver Nuggets. Kings did just pull that off by two. But what I want to point out is Jokic, Joker, as they call him, had a fantastic game.
Yeah.
29 points.
Definitely tough. Rebounds, triple dub for that, man. Six. That's the way to do it.
Way to come
that's
out.
How you start the season. Out. Yep, and it looked like it was close the whole time.
That's exactly how you start a season, every time. Yeah, it was a good game. I was shocked that the Kings beat them, I think.
Yeah, no.
Nuggets are very
no, the Kings aren't bad. I mean the they have – they're not a bad what's team, our boy, right? De'Aaron Fox. They got Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield put up 22 points, had three assists. Yeah, that dude can shoot, too.
Hield. Yep.
Yeah, he can do a lot of things. And five then who else? They got Harrison Barnes on that team, 21 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. And –
he had a good
and then Marvin Bagley, bro. I really like Marvin Bagley.
It was a big team.
And he's their big. And Marvin Bagley, third. He had 13 points, 9 rebounds. So that's cool. He did some stuff. Ooh, I had forgotten that the Kings picked up Tyrese Halliburton. And 12 points, yeah, 4 assists. Yeah, he they showed up. And see, that's what I like to see about these young guys. They come in and they do stuff. You know what I mean? They're not just there. No, but I heard.
Did you see LaMelo?
All zeros on that stat sheet. It's tough. But whoa. I think I knew that was going to happen for him. I think he's real flashy, and he's, like, almost too flashy for his play right now. But, yeah, he needs – but this is the team that I think – he's okay to do that and develop. You know what I mean? Like, being with who else is going to do it? There's nobody really there to do it. And if he's on, he's on. Like, he's not like he's just been sucking the whole time. They've definitely been talking great about him. So he's going to be inconsistent, I think. But I also believe that with the right people surrounding him and with him able to have the opportunity to grow and to get the potential with to fulfill his potential with that team. He could still be great. Like, he's going to be inconsistent, I think, this year, but I think after this year and after he gets in the water, you know, and they feel out the team, he's going to be way better, man. He's going to have a lot more highlights. He's going to have a lot more.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to be somebody you watch in the NBA. He's not going to fall down for sure. Yeah.
Right.
But you know, I mean, that could be a partial too. Like, you got to learn to take your L's too. So, like, if you can't turn it on, and that might have been it. I mean, they might have saw in him that he's not turning it on, and then they tried, and it's okay, pull him back out. Yeah. It's just all these different things when you're in the NBA. It's a totally different animal. So just trying to adjust and figure out what you do in these situations versus these situations. He's gonna get there, man. He's just young,
right?
But definitely, you can't take nothing away from that Nuggets team. Michael Porter Jr. God, so beast. Right. I like that kid. He's awesome. He's awesome. Big guy that can do a bunch of stuff. 24 points, 5 rebounds.
He showed me a lot. Assists.
Yeah, he was doing his thing.
Yeah. A lot of teams slipped today, actually.
Yeah, it's definitely a long season. It's a little bit shorter than last time.
It's okay. It's a long season.
Short, I think 72 games this time. 11 weeks. Yeah. But what other games do you want to talk about, man? There's some good games that happened.
There's a lot of good games.
Oh, yeah. Our boy came
I mean, the Suns just beat the Mavericks as we were talking. So I
think he won some money on that one.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm sure Katon's.
I think he did.
Super excited. Did he? Oh, good. Probably. Yeah.
Ah, dang.
Jazz sorry, Hackett. The Blazers.
That's our boy.
Sorry, and Hackett. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, everything else was kind of chalk, you know. Just
that's tough.
I knew this was going to happen. Except for the Heat. I thought the Heat was
well, the Magic was good. And I know people weren't like were telling me
my
that
Orlando
he wasn't going to be
that
big a thing. But Cole Anthony is going to be somebody. I think he's dope. I like him.
Yeah.
I like when he played Melo.
He had an okay game.
Yeah, no, he can do. He can move the ball, and he's
six assists.
He's one of them small guys, you know, that does the thing, does what he got to do, and I like that. So he's gonna, Ava's gonna love that. He's having good games over there.
No,
that's cool, man. That was great for basketball, and I can't wait to see how the season plays out. And speaking of, like, what we were talking about going into our game, if you want to. Okay, so our game that we're starting, and you guys are all more than welcome to root on your favorites as well and comment and tell us who your favorite picks are. But what we're going to do is every week, me and Tone are going to have a competition picking 3 games out of any NBA games going on that week. We're going to pick the winner. If you win, you get a point. At the end of the season, put all those points together, and whoever wins is going to buy the other person dinner for him and his lady, his wife. So she'll be happy about that. Mine will be happy about that for sure. Bro, hey man, you signed up.
Oh man, you got like 7 no, kids.
All right. Loser buys dinner.
Loser buys dinner.
I'm pretty much the GOAT at loser this, so dinner. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna win.
Right, then cool. You can pick first. So this time around, we're just gonna do the Christmas games. You know, they're big games. But then from here on our next one, we'll do the week. So just because of Christmas games, we'll do this. Fun to pick.
I'll go first. Then you go. If you want to go, then you go. Then I'll go. Then you go. All right, bro. Here we go. For the first one. Hold on. Let me just.
I'm cool with that. Yeah, let's do that.
I'm going to add one, a real one, but still. Anyways.
I like that.
The one I'm going to pick for my first will be the Warriors versus the Bucks, and I'm taking the Bucks. Yeah, I'm going to take it because I feel like it's an easy dub, but at the same time, you never know because you never know. But I feel like that's my easy pick. That's my easy pick. So I'm going to do that one first. Warriors versus Bucks. I take the Bucks.
So my first is going to be Heat Pelicans. Jimmy Butler will not let the Heat lose.
Smart one. That's a smart one. That's a smart one. For my second, I'm going to take the Mavs versus the Lakers. And I'm going to say the same thing about LeBron. He ain't going to let them win two or lose two in a row. And I'm taking the Lakers.
Okay. So my second is going to be Nets Celtics. And I'm going to take, obviously, KD and the Nets over the Celtics.
That will be tough one. Yeah, that you definitely, I mean,
it's going to be, that's
like you
gonna
said,
be a good one, though.
It's KD and Kyrie. One. So it's like, it's tough. They're tough to handle. But the Celtics are also nothing to play with. So that's going to be a tough one. For sure. All right, so I guess since I'm not going to let our boys get out of here, the Nuggets and the Clippers, I'm not going to let them fall out of this game. And you know what? I'm going to take the Nuggets. I'm taking the Nuggets versus the Clippers, and I'm taking the Nuggets. Yep. I'm doing it for cash. That's for you.
Look at you. I like that. So, obviously,
yeah, so which
one will always be the same, or the one's going to be picked the same because of how many games there are Christmas. So, I'm actually going to go Mavericks-Lakers. I'm taking
saying
my boy
LeBron's
Luka.
Taking two in a row. I like that.
I'm gonna go with the upset there.
Sucky. That's true.
Well,
just
always
new
seems
teams.
Like
his new team
he
puts together
slow,
do kind of
right?
suck.
His teams kind of seem a little slow. So, yeah, and
that might be.
Yeah,
this is why you're on the podcast. This is why we do great together because you have straight up facts with everything you say, brother. That's why you're the guru. You're the guru, bro. Tone the guru. All right, man. So we got our pick.
Man.
We got them down. Yeah. And this
will
be it, bro. We'll see who's the leader next week.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That'll be fun.
And so we'll keep those points going.
Yeah, this
and,
will be a fun.
See who wins at the end of 11 weeks, man. We will see about that, Mr. Tonebone.
Yep.
But
it'll be great. It's probably going
to
be me.
Moving on, man. The last topics, man, for being our Christmas special, we wanted to give you guys some of our personal special topics for Christmas. Started off, man. Tony, what's your top five favorite Christmas movies, bro?
All right, man. Yeah. So this was tough. Like, I was like, man, you know, I was erasing. Okay. I was doing this and that. So, but I locked down, and this is going to be in particular order. So my first one's going to be my all-time favorite, and then so on. My first one, number one, this one's easy for
really?
Me to first, is Christmas
that's
Vacation.
Crazy.
The old school Christmas Vacation.
That's a good one to have, bro. That's the one that not, that's an
laugh.
Original one. I haven't really heard that ever come
love
out as
it.
Number one. But good. Nice, man. Great.
Oh, I love Christmas Vacation, man.
Great.
So number two is The Christmas Story. Classic. Plays 24 straight hours. It's fucking, it's iconic.
Nice,
love
yes.
It. Yeah, number three for me is Elf. I love Elf. Yeah. Number four, I'm probably going to get some heat for because some people think it's a little cheesy.
Nice.
But
nice.
Whatever.
Yeah,
Jingle
dude.
All the Way.
Yes, dude. That's such
it.
A crazy one to bring
Turtle
up. Wow, dude.
I know,
that's
you know,
nostalgic
Arnold,
as hell. Yeah, man.
Yeah. We had a... Little Anakin Skywalker was in this.
Wow.
Great movie.
Yes.
And then my
what a great list, dude. That was cool.
The Heck Grinch, yeah. Jim Carrey one.
We definitely have some same ones in there. And I'm going to start it off. My number one
it was tough.
Christmas movie has to be, and this is going to be weird because it's not like an old movie, but it's one that really like got me when I saw it as a kid. And love you. Bye-bye. Love you. Bye. Yeah, that was my son. That was Amelia. Anyways, my number one, man, would be The Polar Express, bro.
Okay.
Dude, The Polar Express was great. Tom Hanks did an amazing job.
Oh, that's a good one.
Graphics were just super,
that.
Like, you felt like you were going to the North Pole. And it was like, I remember I saw it in theaters when I was a kid, and it was just cool. Is it really? That's cool. No, that's super cool,
you know
man.
What?
You got to think,
I
mean, it's one of those ones that
movie.
Make you feel like Christmas.
Isn't that cool. weird? Yeah.
Number two would be Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Great which movie. Is the one with Jim Carrey. When he does the, it's like the, you know, like the Christmas Carol. What's yeah, but it was the new one with Jim Carrey. Yeah, the animated.
Oh,
one.
The old school Christmas Carol.
I love I love all of them. Like
the,
I love
yeah,
the
yeah,
actual
the
story
one?
Of the Christmas Carol.
Yeah,
you know, just how they have ghosts of the Christmas past and Scrooge and all that. Yeah, that's a great story. Yeah. And then all the different renditions are super fun to watch.
That's a
but
cool story.
I really like that. I really like Christmas Carol because of Jim Carrey. But also, I was kind of wanting to put Scrooged in there too. I don't know if you saw that one. Yeah, with Bill Murray. He didn't make my list after I thought about it, but man, that one.
Oh,
no, he was up.
Bill
he was
Murray.
Definitely in there, and he definitely
Dang
made top
it.
10. But I had to put five.
Good
he
one.
Wasn't there. So Christmas Carol
good...
was number two. A Christmas
yeah. oh,
Story
easy.
Was number three.
Yeah.
Because... Try it out. You can't not put it. Number four
oh,
is
yeah.
gonna be
it's
the old school
on the list,
Rudolph
right? I mean,
animated one.
On,
you know
yeah.
the one with the. Yeah, the puppet weirdness.
I like that.
Cool. At the same time, it's kind of creepy, like a little halfway nightmare, puppet. But still nice.
I don't know what it was.
So that one, and my number five that we agree, well, we'll agree on, he made your list sooner than mine, but Elf for sure. Elf was in there. And he was tied with the Grinch because I really like the Grinch as well. But the Elf, man.
That's funny.
Will Ferrell is so funny. And the fact that they made that movie with no backing and no budget because no one believed in it and ended up becoming one of the top Christmas movies, that's just worth noting. So that's cool. And your top five Christmas sides, bro? What do you like to eat during Christmas?
Yeah. Okay, I have a question before we move. We do this, okay?
Yeah,
about the sides. Are we counting tamales as sides?
Well, because I would consider everything a side at that point because you really just
No. Do you?
I mean, I go ham on all my, and not really sides because I eat them all like they're a main course. I straight up do it all like that. So I would say no, man. You can put it wherever you want. If tamales is a side for you, then you go ahead and put it, bro.
Because every time we ever have tamales, we do always have ham and stuff, right? And turkey and too. So I feel like tamales aside, you know what? I don't care.
Number one, nice. Okay, that's cool.
Tamales, obviously. Aunt Rosa's, fantastic. Yeah. Oh, duh. I mean, come on.
Nice, Aunt Rosa with the number two.
Number two, Aunt Rosa's rice.
Got it.
if you get my theme. Number three,
I love how you're putting it's
gonna be the mac and cheese
next to the
Aunt Elsa. because there's two mac and cheeses that I absolutely love, and that's what I'm shouting out here. Our Aunt Elsa's fantastic, and Michaela's mom's. I mean, they are pretty damn close to each other.
Nice shout out,
and they're just the best holiday sides. So that's three right there. Four, and shout outs. Four and five are going to be pretty traditional here. Four is the green bean casserole.
We are like one in the same, bro.
I need a bunch of onion things on it.
Yeah.
I need a crunch. Oh, you too.
Mashed tater,
okay.
Man.
Number five.
Nice, the old bro. That's taters. A good list, bro. Nice shit, but all right.
Yeah.
Continuing on, taters. Bro. My favorite sides, bro. I got to start. Number one, this is going to be very weird for y'all probably, but I like stovetop stuffing. Baby.
Bro, me look. Hate I'm it. Sorry.
Me neither, dude. People are like, "Oh, I made it." I'm like, "Nah, bro.
Like I got homemade stuffing. I only like stovetop."
Show me the box, or I'll bring my own. It don't even matter at this point.
Bro. I need that box.
Stovetop. My mom knows too. She straight gets it right for me, and I love it.
I need my
anyway.
Stovetop.
So number one, stovetop stuffing.
You just nailed
number two. Turkey and cranberries, bro. I don't know if that's like an actual side, kind of like your others, like the cranberries with the turkey. I love that shit. Well, I put cranberries on my turkey.
Wait, you put turkey in your cranberries?
So it tastes freaking good.
So cranberries would be the side.
At three, I'm gonna call them cheesy potatoes. I don't know if you know what those are, but what the real name for them are, which is sadly learned this year, is called funeral potatoes, which is. They're so delicious. They do not deserve to have the word funeral.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that they call them that. I call them cheesy potatoes, too.
Unless you're serving them at my funeral, I don't want to hear it.
Right. That's
you
sad.
Better because they're delicious and don't put down my guests like that.
Which you better because.
Number five or number four, man, I got rolls, bro. Because I love rolls, man. I love rolls. Yo, you can't go out without these carbs, dude.
Oh.
You gotta have rolls this week.
I'm missing the old
and then
bread.
Number five, bro, we're in agreement, so I need green bean casserole, but you got to put a shitload of them crunch things on there. Oh, my God. If you don't have enough, which I don't know why, Mom. I know you're listening
I love
to this.
Them crunchy onions on
that,
top,
you
got to
put some more crunchy stuff on. For some reason, I don't know what happened in the years, but you've slacked on the crunchiness, and we need to bring that back. Bring back the crunchy, man. Make green bean casserole crunchy again. That's what I wanted. Yes, I did.
She's going to whoop your ass.
Anyways, man.
Oh no, you did not.
Oh my gosh, man. You don't have it to me.
It's because he's trying to give you 2,000
I can't stop, dude. I can't stop, man. But lastly, man, for our Christmas special, what's your favorite Christmas memory, man? When we were all back in the day when we were young. Yeah, this was
dude, there's so many. I couldn't decide on one actually. I gotta be honest with you here. I had two written down. One was the year I don't remember if you were home or not, if you were in Joplin or if you were here, but it was the year we all had Game Boys and we were at Eric's just playing Game Boys. We're playing Pokemon. You know, we all just got our new Game Boys that year. That was awesome. And then, obviously at Uncle Manny's,
man, on top of the stairs, I was having a tough time too, thinking about all the times back in the day. But if I was to nail it down, I think I nailed it down. Because what the question was, when we were all living together back in the day, and or at least when we all saw each other. Now in my memory, I don't remember if I was like there yet or if I was visiting. Yeah. But I know that it was Aunt Rose's house at the time, and it wasn't Uncle Manuel's house. It's Uncle Manuel's house now, and it was Grandma's house now. It wasn't Aunt Rose's house. Mm-hmm. But back then,
right,
we were all meeting. We were all met there for Christmas, and everybody was there, and we played Loteria in the very. At the very bottom, and like the downstairs, not downstairs, but downstairs. Yeah, so it's like two separate downstairs. So like downstairs is where it was, and everyone was sitting on the ground, and we were playing, and Grandma was alive.
Where the bars?
And Aunt Rosa was calling out all the Loteria things, and everyone, you know, we don't really know what she's saying, but we know the pictures, so we're getting down. And I won one, and I got to leave the house with a old school Mickey Mouse plastic cup that was full of quarters. And it was like, I was super stoked to be with the family. I remember driving home, just head on the window, looking up for Santa. I just remember just being like, man, this is great. Like, this is greatness. So like when I had to think about it, that was the memory that came to mind. And man, we had a great childhood, and I feel bad for anybody that didn't have a family.
Man, we had
as big and beautiful as ours. And I miss all that every day, man. I miss the whole town, but life happens, man. We're here now. We're doing this CG thing. We out here. So, I hope all you guys listening had a good time this time.
Yeah, bro.
I know we wanted to make it short. Yeah, we're not very good at that yet, but we're trying. And we're going to try and slim them down some more. So,
we're trying.
We really appreciate you guys.
In an hour. So, it's going to be like that again.
Keep trying to bring you great content. Keep trying to interact with you. So man, just hit us up, message. We got voice messages now. If you want to feeling frisky and you want to talk to us, we'll put you on a podcast. Maybe if you say something cool or you want to argue with Tony, because I love that. But no, man, we really love you guys' support, and if you're listening, we appreciate it. And
yeah, that's fun.
We hope to bring you more stuff throughout the year. So stay tuned. CG podcast coming up.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. And also be on the lookout for some t-shirts. So we are might be doing something with some merch here, so that'll be cool. But I just want to say, you guys, thank you so much, and I hope everyone has a great Christmas.
CG episode 3. Tune in next week.
Yeah, stay safe.
Peace.